Paul Marsh here on Express, and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Charlie Reid, who's the United Services Portsmouth Football Club Vice President, and Ellis Hendy, who is the Ripple Suicide Prevention Charity CEO and founder. Guys, welcome to Express FM.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So we're going to talk about United Services first, if that's okay, Charlie, because obviously it's a club that is close to my heart, having played, coached and managed various different teams over the years. But I think there are possibly a few people in Portsmouth that may not be aware of United Services because they're kind of tucked away, aren't they, in HMS Temeraire?
Yes, definitely. And as I have to say, you're a brilliant coach for us, Paul. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I noticed you didn't mention how good a player I was.
Oh, I've never seen you play, actually. So.
No, you're in line there.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate that.
Yes, it is tucked away, but it's Victory Stadium, says what it is on the team, we hope, although we're not doing quite so well as we would hope at the moment. But, yeah, part of HMS Temeraire, which is the home of the Royal Navy sports sections.
And it is open to the public. Now, a lot of people think because it is on Navy grounds that, you know, only Navy people can have access. But on match days, it is open to the public, isn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right in that. A misunderstanding is true. People can come in without any checking and it's just coming in for the match, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's fantastic. I mean, the one thing about United Services Portsmouth, they love to bring through the youth teams. And, you know, like you say, they come through and they get, as an 18, 19-year-old lad, they'll get their chance in that first team. Once they've proven themselves, then, you know, maybe they do go on to play for some other bigger, better teams, because that has happened throughout the years. Some of the great players have come through United Services, no more so than Mason Mount, who, of course, is now playing for Chelsea.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't tell you offhand exactly who we've had, but we have had a lot go through. And of course, a lot can happen between leaving us and going to other clubs. And that's the same at other clubs, you know, people change, have different interests. Physically, they change.
Mm.
But I'm a great believer in late developers, actually, in football.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you do. And talking of the youth setup, your under-18s had a really, really great cup win.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. I was there and it was absolutely fantastic. I'm not sure if Alice is aware of this. We were playing in the youth league, the Pompey Youth League, against Loxheath, who were, I believe, a league above us. And we were 3-0 down at half time, got back to 3-3, and then won on penalties. And that was magnificent.
Yeah, really, really great. I mean, as I say, the youth setup at United Services is second to none. It really is. You know, you have fantastic facilities there. But what we're here to actually talk about is non-league day, National Non-League Day, which is just coming up on Saturday, the 25th of March. And it's a big day for all non-league clubs everywhere, but even more so for United Services. It really is a big deal for you guys.
Yes, we've really latched onto it in the last couple of years, particularly last year when it was the 60th anniversary of the foundation of Pompey RN, which was the forerunner of United Services Portsmouth Football Club. So we're trying to make something of it with some entertainment and special guests, of which you're one.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate that.
Yes, really we major on supporting a charity. Last year it was the Steve Bernard Foundation, who's a youngster who's sadly killed in a car crash when he was at Chichester University. And this year we've got an equally deserving main charity. We do also support the naval charities and one or two other charities. But yeah, we tend to be doing it on behalf of others rather than ourselves, actually.
Alice, thank you so much for joining us in the studio. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
So you have done some unbelievable work. Let's talk about that before we talk about the football side of things. So just tell us a little bit about Ripple.
Sure. So Ripple is a local suicide prevention charity. I set up the charity in memory of my brother Josh, who took his own life in November 2020. He was 21 years old, and after his death, I found on Josh's devices that he was looking at some really harmful material on his internet searches around how to end his life. And so the charity is essentially a piece of technology. It's a browser extension that you can download on your computers. And once downloaded, it means that if anybody else out there is struggling with their mental health and conducting a similar online search to the ones that my brother was doing, Ripple would intercept that search and instead provide that person with a message of hope that things would get better and signpost them to a selection of mental health resources that they can access both now and in the longer term.
That really, really is fantastic because, you know, without getting into too many details, but I have been affected by suicide myself. So I think it is very, very important for the work that you do. And I think it's absolutely fantastic. If people are looking to find out a little bit more about Ripple, if they are looking to download it to their device, where's the best place for them to go and find it?
Best place to find more information is our website, which is ripplesuicideprevention.com. We also are on social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and it's completely free for parents to download for their kids at home. It's free for schools, colleges, universities to download en masse. And it really could save a life, and it takes 60 seconds to do it.
Now, I will just ask about the spelling, because the spelling is with a semicolon instead of an I. So
yeah.
Is that when you're searching for it, is it with the I or with the semicolon?
The website is with the I. It won't let us have the semicolon as a website address. But for everything else, it's with the semicolon. And that's very deliberate, because the semicolon is internationally recognised as a symbol of surviving suicide. If you use it in a sentence, it indicates that the sentence isn't over. And if you're utilising it in this context, it's to highlight that your story isn't over. Keep going.
So let's talk about, you know, the your involvement with United Services and the Non-League Day. How did you guys sort of come to work together?
So I've known Charlie for many, many years. His daughter is my best friend. We were bridesmaids at each other's weddings.
Oh, wow.
We've been to school with each other. Her mother taught me and my brother at school as well. So we've got a very big, you know, family
really
connection.
Really close link, wow.
Yeah. So Charlie was aware of the charity because we're local and obviously through Becky. And we are incredibly grateful that Charlie's got us involved in this non-league day and they've chosen Ripple as their charity for this year. So really exciting for us. First time really we've been involved in the club and what they're doing. And we can't wait for the 25th of March.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are even more reasons to get down to watch the game at United Services. So the game is going to be taking place on the 25th of March at the Victory Stadium. It's a home game against Portland United. Now, I'm not wishing to kind of tempt fate, but Portland aren't having a great season. So there is every chance of going down there and watching a United Services win, which would be great because I have to say Fraser Quirk, who's the manager, is a great friend of mine, and I think he's doing a really, really great job down there as well. Right, so that is all going on at United Services on the 25th of March. Please get yourself down there. Charlie, how much is it to get in down at United Services?
£6 for an adult, £3 concession, and children generally free.
That's absolutely brilliant. And then people can just donate whatever they wish to Ripple Charity and help you guys out as much as you need it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep, thank you.
Charlie, thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate it. Always great to see you. And Alice, thank you so much for coming in. It's been lovely to meet you as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.